You might drink some of this for breakfast.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Let me see what's recorded.
On?
Just sure, hey, go ahead. They just want to go there. She passed over something. I could ask. What's recorded?
You have orange here? Did you get them?
Because she knew about grandma. She lived down there.
She raised?
Yeah, the orange tree. She was a fat on the nice big like that. She had a tree down there. Boy, it'd be loaded down with it. Used to sell them. Used to sell them. People used to call Bob. Oranges. But
now they're all?
They clear out and pay them.
All gone?
All gone. I could go right there to the land, while there, but so far the tree, I could tell you the real life tree. I had a little fellow up there used to live, and then man, a small one, you know? But he used to have a little arch where he used to live in it, where you could go up there and buy some from him. I had one down the bar, he used to apple for him. Every 2 weeks, the priest would tell him, stop there and drink my oranges. I stopped there and didn't happen. But the sour, he liked them, but the sour thing, I don't want to go through the truth with him. I can't get through it. But that was bad. That had some fruit, but it turned out, you know. And it was sweet mandarin. But that's all right.
Yeah.
But that's the sour thing, I don't want.
What about that red vegetable that had root on it, and it was peppery kind of, it was white in the middle? Bite down and taste the pepper.
I don't know if it's easier.
Reddish?
Yeah,
that's right. You raise that? Raise?
That's right. That's the reddish. Good plant. I see what you raise. I see what you
radishes?
Yeah, but they don't cut too big.
What about, you mentioned tomatoes. What sort of them do you have?
Tomatoes? Well, they have some big size ones. I used to read about that. Some cool people like that, they just got a little bit of one.
A little old?
Red one.
Tommy toes?
I don't know what you call them, but I know they're red, a little bit of one.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter planted two tree bushes there, got a bush out there in the yard there. She had something. I had plenty too. He had plenty too, you know?
Yeah.
He said, come for the farm. Called a big loser. He said, come on, let's go. I'm going to get yourself orange for that chiller, to care for that chiller, all right. You go back there, you say, I want to pick some tomato, and you can care for that chiller. You give me a butter, half a half of that thing. I bring it up for the chiller, they're all small. I bring that stuff for them. And a little bit of red tomato. Oh, he had a cool by the woods, you know. He had a glowing on top of the moon rotten cake. Bad, it was all lost. And see ya, he could have started to pick them and put them in the back.
They used to go around where your outhouse was, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Outhouse tomatoes.
Yeah.
Well, now, you raise yams here?
What's yam?
Yam.
Well, they make a few, but they're too hot. I used to make a red spot, red plate over. Used to plow up the plow. Can't do that with my son-in-law. There's a few that are there still. And they don't kill the air, they're more white for you, know. They don't kill the air. Now the man I used to work for, the old man was just, that was about 10 years ago. 10 or 15 years ago, but then he used to have a little air. He used to have. No, it doesn't matter, yeah, but the plant, that's what's why you plant.